Afghan in court over deadly knife attack on toddlers in Germany. By Breitbart London on October 17, 2025. AFP, an Afghan man deemed psychologically ill faced a German court on Thursday over a deadly knife attack on a group of toddlers that his defense lawyer labeled the deed of a madman. The stabbings 9 months ago in a park in the southern city of Aschaffenburg killed a 2-year-old boy and a 41-year-old man who tried to protect the children, and left 3 others wounded. Prosecutors acknowledge that the 28-year-old who set upon the daycare group with a kitchen knife on January 22 was suffering from paranoid schizophrenia. The attack, which came just a month before German national elections, inflamed an already heated debate on migration. The suspect, who was arrested near the scene of the stabbing, has been only partially named as Enamala O, in line with usual practice by the German judiciary. Facing the court in handcuffs and foot shackles, he appeared groggy and subdued, wearing an open white shirt with a dark jacket. He mostly stared at the table and yawned frequently, which his lawyer said was due to medication he has been taking. Prosecutors are seeking to have him permanently confined to a psychiatric facility. They previously said there was no indication the suspect acted out of extremist or terrorist motivation. 5 toddlers from a kindergarten class were in a public park, accompanied by 2 teachers, when the assailant attacked them with a kitchen knife. He also injured a 2-year-old Syrian girl, one of the teachers, as well as a 72-year-old man who had also tried to protect the children. Fits of delusion. Defense lawyer Jürgen von Gries told the court that O was experiencing fits of delusion and had only vague memories of voices he heard at the time of the crime. His client had expressed regret, but could offer no explanation for why he attacked the children. A few minutes before the attack, he had allegedly watched a YouTube video with the Turkish title Motivating Combat Music, prosecutor Jürgen Bunchu said while reading the indictment. The 2-year-old boy was stabbed 5 times, and the man slain by the attacker was stabbed 4 times, he said. Bunchu said the attacker's delusions and severe mental impairment meant he was not able to fully recognize the horrific nature of his actions. Not long after the attack, German media reported that the authorities had tried and failed in 2023 to deport the man to Bulgaria, the first EU country he had arrived in. In August 2024, he allegedly threatened a fellow resident at an accommodation for asylum seekers in the nearby town of Altenau with a butcher's knife and caused her minor injuries. The Aschaffenburg stabbings, which followed a string of other bloody attacks in Germany, provoked intense political reactions. Friedrich Merz, the leader of the center-right Christian Democrats who went on to become chancellor, promised a fundamental overhaul of asylum rules and strict border controls if elected. About a week later, Merz, then the opposition leader, relied on support from the far-right Alternative for Germany, AfD, to slash ACT pass a non-binding resolution through parliament demanding stricter immigration and refugee policies. Merz's decision to rely on far-right support broke a long-standing taboo in post-World War II German politics, prompting fierce criticism and mass street protests.